Here's Andy Udman.
All drugs cause adverse reactions, not some, all. And it's only a matter of how serious and frequent the adverse reactions are. All drugs are poisons. The only difference between a drug and a poison is dosage. Many drugs have what is called a narrow therapeutic index, which means the difference between the dosage that can help the patient and the dosage that can hurt the patient is very small. Prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death in North America today, 70% of which are preventable. How have patients fared since that time? Well, since 1997, 27 drugs that the big pharma companies told us were safe for our families have been yanked off the market in Canada for killing and injuring patients. Hundreds more have had their labels changed repeatedly, ostensibly to reduce the serious adverse drug reactions that injured and killed patients, while their sales continue to grow.
Folks, fasten your seatbelts. This is going to be a four-coupon ride. You will never think about your local drugstore the same way. Prescription drugs. What a story this is. And if the clips you heard sound like those of a man who's bitter, let me tell you, he has a reason to be. Terrence Young is his name. He's an MP from Oakville. He's featured in a cover story on McLean's magazine this week. And what a story he has to tell. Prescription drugs, he would say, took the life of his daughter. No warnings. Didn't need to happen. And he would be quite blunted saying, your daughter could be next. He's just appeared at a Senate hearing, October 17th, 2012. He's going to share his story with us. We're going to keep the phone lines open. Your thoughts about prescription drugs, about big pharma, about tainted science. We're going to try to get to it all in this half hour. But joining us this morning, Mr. Young, I very much appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about big pharma and drugstores, tell us about your daughter.
Well, March 18th, 2000 was a Saturday, and we'd gone out shopping, came home, and Vanessa was home baking cookies. Vanessa was 15 years old at the time, and she came down just before dinner to negotiate her evening's activities, as 15-year-old girls tend to do on Saturday night, and I said, let's discuss it later, and she jumped up to head upstairs, and in midair, her heart stopped. She fell down on the floor, and she was dead. We tried to revive her. The ambulance crews came and tried to revive her. They got her heart going, but she never regained consciousness and died the next day.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. It's been a long time, and I've been fighting this battle for 12 years. I determined at the time to find out why and how Vanessa died and to help it prevent it from happening in other families. And I found it so incredibly difficult, Andy, to convince people of the true dangers related to prescription drugs because they're mostly hidden.
When she collapsed, did you have any idea what had happened?
No idea whatsoever. We had my brother, who's a surgeon, got on the phone, and the ambulance crew arrived, and everybody kept saying, well, was she taking any drugs? I said, well, she was just taking this drug Propulsid, which helped her, you know, for bloating after meals. And so that didn't seem to be the answer until we arrived at the hospital, and the doctor was reading the fine print in that big, thick blue book that every doctor has in their office and every pharmacist has, which is called the Compendium of Pharmaceuticals and Specialties. And I discovered that doctors never even cracked this thing open. They get all their drug information from commissioned sales reps, often over, you know, boozy lunches and golf games and stuff. And, of course, once they opened it, they saw you should never give this drug to anyone who was throwing up. Well, Vanessa had a problem, threw up after meals sometimes, so it was actually contraindicated for her. And contraindicated is the most powerful word in drug safety, and so I encourage your listeners to write it down. Contraindicated means against the indications, against what it is proven safe for. And you never, ever take a contraindicated drug with a condition that it's contraindicated for. And you never take two drugs that are contraindicated one for the other. The problem is the doctors don't get the safety information because the pharmaceutical companies put out documents which are written to confuse them. I mean, a drug label, which we never see, is 60 pages long of small print. And, of course, that makes sure that none of the doctors ever read it. They don't have time.
Had your doctor, had your pharmacist ever warned you about the drug they had given your daughter?
We had no warning whatsoever. And this is quite normal. And I have to tell you, prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death in our society today, and they are covered up systematically by the medical profession, the drug companies, the coroners, everybody who has anything to do with the pharmaceutical industry. they don't issue proper safety warnings. And so people are taking drugs that are dangerous for them all the time. I do want to say one thing, Andy, just up front in this interview. None of your listeners should stop taking a drug they're on right now because of anything I say. It should never happen unless they go to their doctor first. So if you think you're having an adverse reaction to a drug, you've got to talk to your doctor and tell them, or your pharmacist, because there's some drugs that are even dangerous if you stop taking them.
Let me ask you a question. My wife's doctor recently told her, Marilyn, you're the only patient I have who isn't on drugs. I've never taken drugs. I've taken a couple of aspirins.
Yeah.
That's all that I can recall that I have ever taken. Are we just bizarre?
You're in the small minority. I mean, Canadians take an average of about 14 prescriptions a year, and studies have shown that half the drugs taken worldwide do nothing for the patients, are not benefiting the patients, but are only putting them at risk. But we think the drugs are helping us because the doctors tell us they do, and because of the powerful messages related to placebo. Placebo means you're taking a sugar pill or a pill that doesn't do anything for you, but because the doctor says it's going to help you, it literally does.
You have named several bad guys. We have to take a short break, and I want to clear a spot. I hear a bell ringing. Tell me about the significance of the bell ringing.
Oh, I'm in the Parliament buildings right now in my office, and I have to go at 10:25 to a vote, but I've still got 8 more minutes and happy to talk to you.
Okay, terrific. We'll take a real short break, and then we'll be back with Terrence Young. If you'd like to ask him a quick question, 643-1290, the lines are open. We'll be back in just a moment with Terrence Young and what a story about his daughter, Vanessa. When we come back in just a moment here on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1290.
This is because post-market monitoring has been left primarily in the hands of the big pharma companies themselves, whose primary goal is to market blockbuster drugs, lifestyle drugs, and those that treat chronic conditions that sell over $1 billion a year, and keep them on the market even as a growing number of injuries and deaths are reported related to their use. This is how Merck's Vioxx was allowed to kill 55,000 to 65,000 patients due to heart attacks.
It's an absolutely shocking story. It is the cover story in McLean's magazine this week, featuring Terrence Young, the MP from Oakville, who's on a 12-year crusade after his 15-year-old daughter, Vanessa, collapsed and died because of a drug she was prescribed. Jeff, you have a comment or question for Terrence?
I do a quick comment, yes, last question. Mr. Young, it's a sad story. And, you know, one thing that I want to point out is that the government now pays physicians to adopt electronic health records. And within those electronic health records, there is a drug interaction feature. So drug to drug, drug to food, drug to allergy, and it does an automatic check when anything is prescribed. And it's interesting that I'm in that industry and I sell the product, and I have had physicians tell me that their pharmaceutical reps are now telling them, because it is a little annoying every time you prescribe a drug, it has to check versus everything you've ever taken and any allergies that are known and any, you know, risk factors that you may have. There are pharmaceutical reps that tell the physicians, well, you should turn those off because we don't really know if they're accurate or not.
Oh my God.
And, you know, it's frustrating because on one hand, you've got a tool there that is at least a starting point to make everyone aware and bring these types of information to the foreground. You've got a government that supports this program to provide, you know, better health information to physicians and to people by paying for it. And now you've got private industry that looks at it and goes, now, you know, that's really not good. You should probably turn that off. And I think that's a very, that's a dangerous situation. And, you know, people need to be aware of it. Ask your physician if they have an electronic health record to make sure that feature is set to on, not to off. Because
Jeff,
it can be adjusted.
Jeff, great call. Let me ask you, Terrence, about that call and about the role of doctors in all of this.
Well, the doctors are, the vast majority of doctors, sadly, know very little about the safety of the drugs they're prescribing. That's because they don't read the information they get from the drug companies. And one of the reasons they don't read it is because the drug companies write the information to confuse them. For example, a drug label, which we never see, is up to 60 pages long of fine print, and the safety information, which is the most important, is buried on page 17 or page 34, and they're written in language that's just really unclear, so doctors can't tell if the drug is safe or not. Health Canada sends out Dear Doctor letters every time they want to issue a warning or a safety alert to doctors on a certain drug, but it's shown that the average doctor gets 80 to 100 pages faxed to their office every day, and they simply don't read them. So we have to do something far more. But I want to warn your listeners about the patient information leaflets they get in their drugstore. Do not rely on those. They create a false sense of security because they normally do not list the rare but dangerous side effects, which are the most important ones, of course. Now, when you say rare, you might think one out of a million or one out of, 10,000. But in fact, there are drugs on the market now that millions of people are taking that one out of 50 could suffer a serious adverse effect, or one out of 100 could become, for example, suicidal from the antidepressants. And that's not that rare at all. So I encourage listeners to sit down and ask their doctors questions about the drug. Do I really need this drug? What are the rare but dangerous side effects or adverse effects from this drug?
Terrence, let me jump in.
Go ahead.
We have just a couple of minutes before you have to go. Tim, I'm going to get to your question. Oh, let's go really quickly to Tim, but make it short, Tim, if you could.
Yeah, just really quickly, I work in the pharmaceutical industry, and certainly I sympathize with your guest on the circumstances. I do know that within my experience in the industry, which is over 14 years, failure to report an adverse event that's made in passing by a doctor, even if it's a known side effect of a drug, is a fireable offense. Also, contraindications, he's exactly right in how he described them. That is one of the number one things that I've always presented to physicians about products that I've been involved with. And so some of the behaviors that have been mentioned, in all fairness, are, they're reprehensible if they're occurring. I don't see them day to day. I don't practice them. So there is another side to this story. The so-called boozy lunches and golf games don't exist.
Oh, that's nonsense. That's utter.
Okay, Tim, I'm going to let. Okay. We only have 2 minutes left.
Okay,
Terrence,
utter nonsense. This is a gentleman calling in from the industry, giving the industry line, the party line. It's well proven. Pharmaceutical companies spend $4 billion a year on our doctors with boozy lunches and catered lunches and golf games and all that. They also spend $3 billion a year giving them free samples to create debts of gratitude. Now, how can a doctor pay back a debt of gratitude to a drug rep? Well, they experiment. They give brand new drugs, which don't have a proven safety record, to us and our families.
And some of the drug reps, I'm told, also have short skirts and big bus lines.
That, in fact, there was one company in the States that was recruiting drug reps from cheerleaders from colleges, because the doctors would spend more time with them.
Terrence, you have to go in about 2 minutes. Can you just summarize, after all the warnings that you've just given about prescription drugs, how doctors don't read the warnings, how the material that they are sent by Big Pharma is impossible in terms of its volume and the way it's written to comprehend? What then is your advice, Terrence Young, to our listeners so that their 15-year-old daughter doesn't collapse?
Well, you should demand to get the right information from your doctor. Ask your doctor those questions. Do I really need this drug? What are the contraindications of this drug? What conditions might it not be safe? What are the alternatives to this drug? And do the same thing with your pharmacist. Demand to know what are the possible adverse reactions, because all drugs cause adverse reactions.
Let me ask you about your book, Death by Prescription.
What do you want me to say about it? It's been out for 12 years. We've sold 2,000 copies. It's been translated into French in Quebec. We sold about 700 copies in Quebec, and it's still selling. The interest is building in this issue, and I think the McLean's article has been an example of that, and I'm getting all kinds of calls to do interviews. So if listeners want to go to the Legislative Assembly, sorry, the Parliamentary website, and there's a web page there where you can get your email address for your MP. Send them an email and ask them to work on this issue.
One more thing. Terrence, I know that this is a personal crusade for you. Vanessa sounded like she was a very special young lady.
She sure was, yeah.
Terrence, we'll let you go. You have to go, and I thank you so much for your time this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think he's having a bit of a throat issue there, but he had to run. Let me just share with you, just back-to-back, a number of clips I took off from Terrence Young's presentation to that Senate hearing on this issue of prescription drugs. This is from the author of a book, Death by Prescription. You heard how he feels about Big Pharma. Rick, if we could, let's just play them back-to-back.
All drugs cause adverse reactions, not some, all. and it's only a matter of how serious and frequent the adverse reactions are. All drugs are poisons. The only difference between a drug and a poison is dosage. Many drugs have what is called a narrow therapeutic index, which means the difference between the dosage that can help the patient and the dosage that can hurt the patient is very small. Prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death in North America today, 70% of which are preventable. How have patients fared since that time? Well, since 1997, 27 drugs that the big pharma companies told us were safe for our families have been yanked off the market in Canada for killing and injuring patients. Hundreds more have had their labels changed repeatedly, ostensibly to reduce the serious adverse drug reactions that injured and killed patients, while their sales continue to grow.
Shocking story from Terrence Young. 15-year-old daughter Vanessa, mostly healthy, had an issue with bulimia and was taking a drug, Propulsid. And during an animated conversation with her father, went to run upstairs, a bit upset, collapsed and died. The book is called Death by Prescription. It is the cover story in McLean's magazine. You'll want to check it out. It's the old story. If you can avoid drugs, absolutely avoid them. All drugs have side effects. Pam Colleen has been preaching this message for years on this show. Do we need drugs? Of course we need drugs. But the extent to which we're using them, and we only have to mention OxyContin and the devastating effects of some of them, should give you huge cause for pause. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour, a 10:30 news update. When we come back, I want you to